And here at Peace, we love Camp Lutherwood for so many reasons. Caitlin's going to share with us some updates from Camp Lutherwood. And I just want to say one thing, too. I don't know, Caitlin probably knows this. She's the expert here. If a child goes to camp, the percentage of them going on and continuing in the faith goes up dramatically. I don't know if you have read any of the statistics on that, but...
Well, I don't know the numbers, but it is high. And just anecdotally, a lot of our former staff are still involved with ministry today mm-hmm. as well. So summer staff as well as campers. So,
cool. Good to have you here, Caitlin.
Yep. All right. So thank you for having Camp Lutherwood here today. Today I'm here to talk about camp, but more of what I want to talk about is this idea of community. Church has always been my community. I was baptized at a Lutheran church in Eugene 30 years ago. How old I am, and I've been a camper and staff member on and off my entire life at Camp Lutherwood. So how many of you have been to a camp, a religious or non-religious? So, okay, good. And from mission trips to Bible studies to singing in the choir at church and around the campfire, both ministries have helped me grow in my faith, and I think they're why I'm still involved in ministry today. So Camp Lutherwood serves over 3,000 people per year. So in the summer, it's 500 to 600-ish, and that means the majority of people are served actually in non-summer months as well. Many mountaintop experiences happen at camp, but for us, it's on our stargazing platform, maybe not a mountain. And people grow in relationships with God, themselves, others, and creation. Tons of lives have been impacted over the last 60 years, 57 years, and we want to continue that today. So one of the pastors we've worked with at camp, a former board member, worked with us in staff development this past fall and told us that a sense of belonging plus a purpose are what equal community. So it's a simple math equation. Sense of belonging plus a purpose equals community. But it has to go in that order. And we might want to ask the question, is an hour in a church pew each Sunday community? It may or may not be, it's just, who knows. So how can we help current members here and new people for Camp Lutherwood have a sense of belonging? And one way that I suggest and that we use at camp is through invitation. So I invited people earlier to camp. And how can we invite people in and out of church to be involved? So whether it is an invitation to worship, to coffee and conversation, or to service activities or anything, I think that that's how you create a sense of belonging, and eventually ministry happens, things get done, and the love of Christ is shared. So we visit over 30 churches each year at camp-ish, and a lot of times I hear, you know, we need more of, you know, we need more funds, more children, more activities, et cetera. And then people say, well, I'm sick of talk. What can we actually do? So I just have one thing that I'm throwing out there, and you probably have more in your head. But one thing I challenge you all to do is to do 3 tangible things this week to invite others into the life of Christ. And again, that can be grabbing coffee. So it's not too hard, or tea. And see how that works. And then next week, check in with someone to see if you've accomplished those 3 things. And so I'll do one of mine now by inviting you all to Camp Lutherwood this spring. We have 3 work days, and I know some of you have come to other work days as well and helped tremendously. So our cabins are finally done, the 6 new cabins, so thanks to the Peace volunteers for that. And we have cards out there with the dates. Any skill level, there's tons of different things from cleaning to hire more carpentry things, so we really invite you to come out then. You can also come in the summer for family camp, or kids can come for a week of camp or mini camp, which is 2 nights. And we just invite you also to come for lunch or just come see camp anytime. We're there. We live there year-round, Brandy and I, as well as a few others. So we really just welcome you and invite you out to camp whenever you're able to come. And thank you for your support of the ministry out there. So if you have any questions for us, we'll be at the table outside after the service. And again, thank you for having Brandy and I here today.
Great. Thanks for being here.